The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
I want to get rid of my butt. It's bigger than it would appear. It hinders my forward movement when I keep bringing up.
Stop. Having trouble reducing your butt? That's one T, not two. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more fervent stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways you can change your world.
Hi, everyone. This is Gene Ketchum.
Barely making it, I might add. And I am C. Suzanne Bates, and I am so jonesing for this long weekend. I mean, it's like I can see it. It's right there in front of me. I can't wait. It's like I'm feeling good, getting ready.
And what does jonesing mean? I have never heard that.
Oh, it means, you know, like you really want something really badly. I think. I am not sure.
Did you?
Well, I'm not sure why. Now that you said that, I'm thinking, okay, maybe. Oh, I hope it's not bad. If it is, they'll bleep it. But I don't know. I just heard it in high school. Well, not in
high school.
College. Something. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
I heard somebody say it once. So.
Okay. Well, that's weird. Well, anyway, I'll tell you what it means for me, the weekend.
Yeah.
It's the U.S. Open. I can't wait. I just love watching that tennis. But, you know, I'm not going to watch it all weekend. I will pick out the matches that I want to watch. And why don't you come over and watch it with me?
I don't know.
I mean, just one good match.
Well, maybe one. One if there's really a good one on. So, but I want to ask you, I haven't heard from him. Is Jimmy Connors still alive? I mean, seriously.
You are not serious.
Well,
are you trying to be funny?
I'm not a big tennis person, so...
No, he is still alive. He is still alive. And what's funny is Sharapova, you know Sharapova.
Yes,
one of the
I
top
do know.
Women.
Yes.
Okay, she hired him for the last tournament she was in, and she lost her tournament. It was just like 1 week she had him for a coach, and she lost her tournament, the first match, and so she fired him. Like within a week,
how
she fired
Jimmy
Connors.
How can he do anything in a week?
I don't know. She's so weird anyway, I think. But
Okay. Anyway. Well, all right, just to bring me up to speed. I'm sure everybody out there driving around listening to us knows this, but like, who would you say the three biggest guns in tennis are today?
Well, you know, they're Djokovic, Nadal, and Murray, but I don't like to watch Djokovic because he always wins, and I just think, you know, I just don't like to watch him. But I do like to watch Nadal, and then Federer, of course, is seeded number 7 this year, so I really love to watch him, and he's very far down in the seed. But, you know, the story of the U.S. Open so far, last week, this little United States this Duval, 17-year-old young woman from Connecticut, I think, or something, won her match, and she is like the sweetheart of the U.S. Open right now. So we have a good young woman coming up as a good tennis player.
Oh, that's now see, that's exciting.
That's
like
very
you know, when
exciting.
Venus and what's her face were
right.
Serena were young, and we were pulling for them, and now I'm like so over them.
I know.
So, well, that's good. I'm glad we talk about a little bit about women's tennis.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not all about the men, you know.
Well, so tell me, how was your date at the fair? You got to tell me. You haven't filled me in.
It was a fair date. Get it? Fair is a fair date. No, it was great.
Well,
I've been working on that all week. I've been thinking, oh, that's such a okay. It was great. It was really. I mean, I'm really surprised.
And that's through great expectations, as we keep talking about. And I see how we. I mean, you admitted to me the other day you were really glad you're doing this, and I am the one that instigated this.
Oh yes. Oh, you'll get full credit.
Pushed you toward this. So
right.
You
yes.
admitted that you were glad you were doing it.
Yes, I am. And I tell you, Great Expectations has been such a positive experience. The people are wonderful there. They've had 35 years of experience. You know, obviously they have to be doing something right. And they are they're locally focused. And the people there that you meet are such high quality. I don't have time to screw around with a bunch of idiots.
So it really makes it easy for you.
Oh my gosh, it's so easy. And it's so safe. It feels so safe. Whereas some of these other dating services, you have no idea who you're going to end up running into or meeting. So it has been wonderful. And I got to tell you, the quality of men I have met have been outstanding. So
boy, that's exciting.
I love it. I really love it. And thank you. Oh, thank you. I owe you my life.
You owe me your life.
Oh, my gosh. And this month we've been talking about bravery all of August. And, you know, we will know so many amazing, brave, aging, but dangerous women. And, I mean, it's just been a great month for me. I've really felt inspired.
Well, yes, and look who we've interviewed. We've interviewed Anne Bancroft, first woman to cross the North Pole and the only woman to have crossed both poles, and Pat Wolf, who is brave enough at this aging but dangerous juncture in her life to have started a brewery.
I know, I love that. I mean, and then we had Flory Summers, who's overcome really extreme phobias by stretching herself really past any comfort level she has. And she's just amazing.
Skydiving.
Oh, yeah,
she skydived.
She skydived to get over these phobias. And it was, yeah, she is amazing. I won't go into it.
Well, and then you're getting very brave. You're going to go to France, live in France.
Oh, yeah, I was in an interview. Yeah. That's what you mean. I forgot.
You're going to go live in France for 3 months, and you don't know anyone there, and you don't speak any French. I don't know how you're going to do this, but this takes a lot of guts to do this.
Well, it does. I will have to say it takes a lot more guts than I thought it did, but it will be worth it. I know that. I know that when I push myself, just like we say every day at Aging But Dangerous, to do things that are a little outside my comfort zone, that I end up feeling so good about myself, and the payoff, the reward is so huge. It's just been a wonderful month. All right, and later in the show, we'll share our dirty little secrets that we all need to know. Very much worth staying tuned for, you guys out there.
And go to agingbutdangerous.com and check out our latest blogs and lots of good information and all of our offers, and sign up for our giveaways, all new for September.
Right. And
our Snoop and Scoop interview.
Yes.
Today. And it's with Laurie Wall, founder of Transcend Medi Spa in Hudson, Wisconsin, and Chaska, Minnesota. And we're going to pick her brain about how to be brave in our attempts to age gracefully. And it's not easy. It's just not easy.
No, I don't. I've experienced that myself.
Right. And I hope she's ready for us.
Yeah. It's time for our Aging But Dangerous Dirty Little Secrets of the Day. And, you know, you have to be really brave to be alive today. There are so many toxins and chemicals that we live with every day. I mean, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. Remember when that commercial that they said that?
I do remember.
So it's
how do
crazy.
We protect ourselves?
Well, okay, so here's just one tip I found, because I do try to stay away from things that are toxic, and I think a lot of people do, but I read this and I was just blown away. Nearly 40% of the printed slips that you get after making a purchase at stores, restaurants, ATMs, and I'm reading directly from this, are coated with the chemical bisphenol A, which is an environmental, I mean, it's not good. And it's also in some canned foods, but it's been linked to cancer, obesity, diabetes, infertility, and heart disease. So what they do is they dust the surface of these receipts to activate the printing dye. And then it can rub off on you and on your fingers in seconds. And then it gets in your bloodstream. So it's just crazy that we are exposed to that, and that they're allowed to do it in the first place. So it says if you must get a receipt to keep track of your expenses, just ask for an email receipt. And I know a lot of more people do that than it's becoming actually quite common. So anyway, stay away from the receipts if you can. I mean, I certainly would never know that. And then wash your hands. If you have to get to take a receipt, wash your hands very thoroughly.
Yeah. Okay, I found this online site that sells small furniture. It's called Itsy Bitsy Ritzy Shop.
I love that name.
It is incredible. Suzanne, it started by this Dean and Marcia Harris. Now, Marcia Harris is an interior designer, and she really had trouble finding, when she worked in small spaces on both coasts, she had a hard time finding the furniture that would fit and all that. So she is the designer, and she's designed all this furniture. Now, why didn't you think of that? You're an interior designer. If you would have thought about that, that would have been, because you're so good at space planning.
Then I wouldn't be sitting here with you, so
I know.
Stop complaining.
Well, I know. You'd be wealthy, and I'd be your promoter. Anyway, this is an unbelievable site. I can't get over it. It's handmade in America, in Connecticut, and it is quality furniture. It is fabulous looking, absolutely fabulous looking.
So just Google itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini furniture.
Itsy bitsy ritzy shop.com.
All right.
It is fabulous.
You're listening to Jean and Suzanne and the Dirty Little Secrets that we uncover and share with you every week on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away. We will be right back.
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. Not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as two simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you, so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Lohman Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
In a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you, looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
We'd like to welcome Dr. Barbara Toppin, a renowned OBGYN and member of Minnesota Monthly Magazine's prestigious Top Docs list. She personally understands the pleasures, pains, and health issues of women of all ages.
Cardiovascular disease is the number one non-cancer killer of women in the U.S. This is particularly true as we age. We now know that our genetic makeup may be the main contributor to our risk of heart disease. It is not enough to say that I am fit, I exercise, I eat right. Our doctors cannot quickly listen to our hearts and pronounce us at low risk for heart disease. Cardiologists recommend cardiac stress test, cholesterol screening at age 50. If a woman has a strong family history of heart disease or other risk factors like high blood pressure, obesity, high cholesterol, she may need other tests like C-reactive protein and homocysteine. What do you deserve?
For an appointment with Dr. Toppin or one of her caring associates at Adefris and Toppin Women's Specialist in Woodbury, call 651-686-6400. That's 651-686-6400.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. And, you know, Jane Fonda once said, I don't want my wrinkles taken away. I don't want to look like everyone else. Well, kind of interesting that she ended up having a facelift. I wonder what happened to that pristine philosophy that she had.
Well, she changed her mind. I think she changed her mind on a lot of things. Well, but she changed her mind on that. And I think people, as we're aging, they do change their mind. I've changed my mind. Age gracefully.
Oh, yes. You, Miss Martyr. When I first got my Botox, you were like, I can't believe
you're doing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we have with us today Lori Wall from Transcend Medispa in Hudson, Wisconsin. Welcome to the show, Lori.
Well, and Shakopee.
It's Chaska, but thank you.
Yeah,
I feel very welcome.
We're so glad you're here. We want all kinds of information from you.
And why do we? Because she's done a fabulous job on both of our faces.
Both of us. But this month we're talking about bravery. And Suzanne and I were saying how you have to really, this whole aging thing, you have to be very brave about aging. And I want to know, what is one of your biggest fears? Or what is one of the biggest fears that people have when you're talking to them about Botox?
It is just simply the neurotoxin. It is
really?
Yes. You're talking about what is normally a poison, what creates a true sickness in people, botulism. And so I understand that fear. But it is so meticulously taken care of by the pharmaceutical industries that it is so safe. It's used for so many things that people don't even know about.
Well, and can you tell us a little bit about that now, the neurotoxins? And I mean, that is, the Botox is a neurotoxin.
That is correct. Botox, Dysport, Xeomin, they are all neurotoxins made by different manufacturers, but all do a really great job.
And what are they used for? You said they have other...
Well, outside of aesthetically, they're used on small children who were born with Achilles tendons too short, and they toe walk. A few units of Botox allows them to walk flat-footed for the first time in their lives.
Wow.
I know. Women who have had mastectomies, the Mayo Clinic, discovered that if the muscles of the chest are injected with Botox, that they can expand those muscles three times faster than they ever could before and do it without pain. We use them for migraines, for underarm sweating, for, something that we as older women understand, leaky bladder syndrome. They found that by injecting the bladder, that it certainly helps with that as well.
Well, we were talking last week or a couple weeks ago about sweating in your crotch, and remember it said that they use Botox for that?
Yeah.
For the sweating in your crotch.
Then you wouldn't have any wrinkles in your hoo-ha.
That's right.
Yeah, so we can feel very safe about that. And that's really good information.
Well, let me just throw something in. The other thing is when I used to have, I've had Botox for a lot of years, and I used to, it really was made me feel psychologically better, and I read articles on how sometimes they treat depression now with Botox.
It's amazing how many of my clients who suffer from depression have come back to me and said, my headaches are gone and my depression, it's lifted. It's like someone's taken a veil from me. It's just really amazing.
Gosh, that is pretty exciting.
Right. Well, and that's, of course, why I have it done.
Yeah, because you're so...
Yeah, it's not about the wrinkles. So it's not about vanity. It's because of my migraines.
Yeah. Right, right.
Lori, I was in there last week, and you really took so much time analyzing my face. I was like, okay, what's she thinking? You were like, you reminded me of an artist that was just, you know, picking out paints for their canvas. I mean, you were just really so... into that.
Yeah,
and took so much time. And how do you, I mean, what's going through your mind when you do that, or what are you looking for? Or, I mean,
she's scared.
You brought things to mind that, you know, you of course pointed out things in my face that I didn't even see.
Well,
so I know you're looking for all that, but how do you decide what to do?
First, I listen. Yeah, I listen to my clients. I love for them to tell me the parts that bother them. Most people that are new to the neurotoxins have no clue what we're capable of doing. For myself, I have many, many areas of my face that I inject, from the lines between my eyes, the lines that run across my forehead. I do a brow lift. I take care of my crow's feet. I do my nose so I don't have wrinkles under my eyes. I do my lip lines. I do the orbicularis oris muscle, which is the lower facial muscle. I do my platysma band so I don't have a double chin and draping.
That. So many women say, I just want my neck fixed. I didn't even know you could do your neck with that.
Right. So you're really, you can do as much with Botox as somebody that's getting the knife and cutting.
Well, I certainly can give them a great vision of what they would look like if they'd go under the knife. So, yes.
Well, and that is...
and you're using Botox like people use Kleenex. Botox is not necessarily like she used Dysport on you. I think you used Dysport on me.
And what is Dysport?
Correct.
Oh, that's a form of Botox.
Yes.
Oh,
but
okay.
It is a form of botulism.
Yeah, right. But Botox is like... which is why I said like Kleenex instead of saying a tissue.
Correct.
So,
mm-hmm.
It is.
So how long does it take for it to start showing? I know you said it doesn't show up like right away. So
that's true. Everybody is a little different. People that have never had it done before tend to grab quicker. There are areas of the face that will happen quicker. The less powerful muscles will slow down and stop moving sooner than the more powerful ones of the lower face. And so it could be 24 hours. It could be 2 weeks before you see full correction.
How long does it last, and what's the upkeep? I mean, now that I've had some of it done, I had a lot done.
A lot
didn't
done.
I was going to say. I think I had a lot.
Yeah. You haven't caught up to me yet, but yes.
Okay. Wow.
And so, again.
I am not saying a word. You know how hard this is to sit here and not make because of the comments that are going through my mind?
So how long does it last, and how do I keep up with it? Do I wait till all of it goes away and then do it all at once, or do you do it in stages in different parts
well,
of your
let's
face?
Go to the first question.
Okay.
Again, everybody is a little different. Your metabolism plays a huge role. For someone that works out a lot, that is always busy, they tend to metabolize the Botox or neurotoxins faster. Average is 3 to 5 months. And so, really, I would guesstimate 4 months.
So you should stop exercising.
That yeah. gives everybody yeah. a good reason why not to exercise.
Right.
However, medications will play a role. Antibiotics will play a small role in those things. And so for each of us, you know, me, I have a high metabolism. I have a type A personality. So about 3 months.
About 3 months?
Well, yeah. and
Wait a minute.
No.
Did I understand that? 3 months for you because yeah. you have a high metabolism and...
Yes.
So,
yeah.
But what's the answer to the second question? How long do you let all of it go away and then start again? Or
thank you. No. As a matter of fact, the minute you see movement starting again is when you want to come in and redo it. If you let full movement come back each time, your muscles will never forget that movement. And so it will always come back fully. So if you come in just as it begins moving, have it done again, eventually your muscles will forget that movement. You'll kind of like mine. They don't move much anymore, but it is a continuous thing. However, there are some wives' tales that say if you use it for a long time and then you stop using it, your face will fall apart and you'll look worse than you would have. That is a wives' tale. That is so not true. You would go right back to where you would naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, and when I started doing it, I did it so I wouldn't get these deep lines. I mean, I didn't have to used to do as much as I do right now, but I did it more as a preventative, too, is that early on, and so a lot of people my age have very deep lines, and even if they try to do something, it's kind of carved into their skin. And I think that even if you decided at some point you don't want to do it anymore, then you still have prevented that much. I'm not being very good at saying this, but
well, you did a great job. But I couldn't have said it any better. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So if someone that's 30 begins with the lines between their eyes, so much better than waiting until you're my age at 56. Because I swear I could hold a quarter between my eyebrows. It took ages for that line to go away.
So is it kind of like your body, when you exercise, your muscles have memory and
indeed.
They keep, you know, you keep exercising and exercising, and then, I mean, your muscles, even if you stopped, your muscles still have that memory.
Correct.
And then you start exercising again, and it comes back faster.
That's correct.
Well, and after several years, many years actually, of having it, I backed off of it for a little while.
Yeah, how long did you back off?
Well, I backed off for a year, but exactly what had happened, I had had it often enough and kept that memory that it didn't come back for a really long time. Now I'm having to re-get into that groove, to retrain my muscles because I didn't have it often enough. So, but I just want to preface this by saying I so admire women who can get through aging with the wrinkles they have. I admire that mm-hmm. so much. So we're certainly not saying that everybody
right.
should have Botox.
Right.
But if you look in the mirror and it bothers you, and I'd like to, and I try really hard for it not to bother me. But I know when I get my Botox, I just feel physically and emotionally better.
Well, and then, you know, if you're married to a husband that thinks you look so perfect anyway, that's always hard. You know, I've been married forever. But I still, I started really having trouble with it this last year, where I just really wanted to do something. It was really bothering me.
Well, you just said the magic word. If someone comes in and says, my husband said I need Botox, I would look at them and say, no. If you come and do it for yourself, which is the only reason you should be doing it, I'll help you any way I can.
Right. Lori, give us your website. How do people get in touch with you?
Website is www.transcendmedi-spa.com.
M-E-D-I.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you so much. We could talk about this for hours.
Oh, and you're so good. And yeah. What I loved is that I love the way that you just take it so slow and mm-hmm. that you're so concerned. I mean, like me, you said, enough, you come back, we'll look at it again. And then you did a little tune-up. I mean, I've had a lot of Botox from a lot of people, and you are so by far the best. Oh, so.
You're wonderful.
So good.
Everybody's an individual. Everybody. It's not a cookie-cutter treatment. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be individualized and special for mm-hmm. each one of us.
Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laurie.
Okay, so are you taking a vacation here in the fall, or what are you doing for vacation? Anything?
Not yet.
No, you're going to Chicago.
Yeah, I'm going to Chicago.
Okay, so Oasis Travel, that's one of mm-hmm. our sponsors, Wendy, hi, is so good at planning vacations. She is really specializes in warm weather vacations. And now is the time to start planning what you're going to be doing when January comes and everybody's, you know.
Got to get out of here.
Yeah, I was going to say a bad word, but they'll just bleep it anyway. So call Wendy, Oasis Travel. Go on our website, click on Oasis, and call her and just tell her what your dream is. Say, you know, I'd love to spend a week in Mexico, but I don't think I can afford it. And she'll work with you.
And I want to go to Vegas.
Okay. I mean, those are the kinds of things that she is so good at. So Aging But Dangerous website, Oasis Travel, click and talk to Wendy, and you will be so happy you did.
And Suzanne, what if there was a guaranteed way to both expand your potential in any area that you choose and make substantial positive changes? Would that not be great?
I would love it.
Well, there is a way.
Who wouldn't want to expand their potential?
I know, and there is a way. It's called Higher Brain Living. And we are so excited because Higher Brain Living is one of our sponsors. And Higher Brain Living has an awesome new science-based way to organically energize the higher brain, the part of the brain that generates your best experiences and your best capabilities. And we are having a swarm there.
I know this is, I am more excited about this event than anything we have ever done because I think this is amazing.
I know because you haven't seen it yet and it's going to be a free demo. I'm going to be one of the demonstrators. And
well, that should be good.
That should be good because I'm taking the class and it's September 17th. It's on a Tuesday at 6 o'clock, 6 to 9, and go to our website, find out the address. It's going to be, they're going to have wonderful gourmet hors d'oeuvres.
Okay, so everybody out there that's driving around that would love to have a little different life in any way, you want to be more patient, you want to be kinder to people, put September 17th on your calendar, 6 o'clock. No charge to you whatsoever, and you no pressure. It's just all informative, and it is amazing. It can make your life better. We promise that, and we don't promise very much.
Right?
No guarantees with this group.
Okay, and then a reminder: we want all of you out there to be sure and go to our sponsors and tell them that you've heard about them on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
All right, and what are drawings? Do you have it? Do you have the... Did you forget the names of the drawings? It is because it's the last day. No, you don't have to stop it. It's the last day of the month. Jeannie screwed up. Na-na-na-na. Okay, well, sorry, all you guys out there. We're going to have to wait until next week because my partner...
Wow, that is really... Aging and dangerous.
Hello, welcome to this world. Okay, well, but you can't sign up anymore. You can't sign up. It'll be, you can't sign up anymore. It's closed as of today. So next week we'll tell you who won. And the vibrator, we've had more people
sign up for the vibrator
than anything else that we have ever given away.
So what do you think that tells us?
Yeah, well, I don't think we want to go there right now. Okay, and go to facebook.com/AgingButDangerous and like Aging But Dangerous. We're so likable and it takes no bravery whatsoever. Thank you guys for spending your Saturday mornings with us. We appreciate you so much. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates with Fewer Wrinkles Than When Summer Began. Thanks to Transcend Meta Spa and Aging with Dangerous Sizzle, empowering, inspiring, and challenging women across the globe.
And please join us next Saturday at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age. And that is dangerous.
You better believe it.
If you're having trouble with the butt in your life, that's one T, not two, tune in next Saturday and every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more crazy stories and titillating topics with Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways to reduce your butt.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.